Welcome to Engagement Head. This is show 17. I'm Sloppy Dave.
And I'm Quentin.
It's spring break here at East Carolinaville.
Indeed.
Woo!
Yeah, and me and Quentin are still here.
Yeah.
Everyone else went home or went to an exotic location with their friends. I might be going home in 2 days, and I might not. I don't know yet, but at any rate, I mean, I'm here for a bit, and Quentin's here for
I'll
a bit.
I'll be here for a bit, because I live here.
We figured we'd just record a show and, you know, get it out there.
Definitely.
Enjoy. We just went to Krispy Kreme. It was pretty fun.
Yeah.
And I've got to say, I love little kids, because after we ate our donuts, we got what's called the Pirate Pack down here.
Which is 3 donuts and a drink of your choice.
For $3, which is pretty cool. After we got it, we were leaving. These kids are playing with the Krispy Kreme hats, you know, and I've always just kind of looked at them and been like, you know, that's cool, whatever. I don't really want to be a part of it. Well, this little girl had, like, a smile on her face, and I was like, oh, my God, I want to try it.
Yeah.
So I grabbed me and Quentin a Krispy Kreme hat, and we're recording with them on right now.
Yes, indeed.
And
Yorkshire Terriers. If you don't know about Yorkies, find out. They're great. They're amazing dogs. They're, like, teeny and cute. And
yeah,
they like football.
I prefer cats, but that's just me. Because, well, I already explained my whole theory to you, but,
yeah. You
know, cats leave you alone until they know you're upset, and then they'll come up to you, whereas dogs are in your face all the time, just causing me to be more upset.
Very true.
It's like they're a nuisance. It's so annoying. But that's just me. It's not that I hate dogs, it's just that I prefer cats, because they understand me better. It's interesting. But anyway, well, let's just go into our week recap. We tried to brainstorm a little bit before we started recording about what to talk about, but last week was pretty bland.
Very bland,
actually. A lot of my classes were canceled. I got to sleep in a bit. Work was pretty, you know, straightforward and whatnot.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it was pretty boring, unproductive week. But me and Q got to play racquetball some.
Yeah, I learned how to play racquetball.
I'm in racquetball class for my exercise requirement for ECU with Patty Cake, and it just happened.
Patty Cake, man.
Yeah, it just happened that we were in the we just happened to like sign up for the same section and everything, and I didn't even know him until this semester really, and so we play racquetball. And so over the past few weeks, I've been going to play racquetball every once in a while. It's a good outlet of anger and emotion and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
Go hit shit around in a white room with people.
And
so anyway, we took Quentin to go play, and it's pretty fun.
Yeah, I learned how to play. Got my ass whooped several times, but it's good exercise. Lots of fun.
It is. It's good. I think I'm actually going to play my dad when I go home, because he used to play when he was in college, and he called and left a message and asked if I wanted to play, so
that
should be interesting. Me and my dad never hang out, so whenever we find an excuse to do something, it's like, oh, what? I have a father. So, so yeah, racquetball's cool. I've actually gotten into some of the racquetball videos on Google.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to Google video and then like search for racquetball, there's this awesome match between these two guys from Tennis TV or whatever. I don't remember, but it's really cool. Really cool.
That sounds cool.
It's very interesting. Other than that, this may sound a bit dorky, but I might be getting back into Magic the Gathering, because one of my bosses, Harry, we've talked about him on the show before, he's the guy that survived anorexia. He has one of those shirts. Harry works. He also works at a place in Greenville called Mind Games, and so I was supposed to meet him on Saturday, but I was a bit under the weather, so I didn't show up. But I think it'd be fun and a good excuse to get away from a lot of the problems that I'm facing. So one quick rant. We're not even in rants yet.
I know.
Go ahead.
But I want to go ahead and say, anyone out there, if you have a faulty phone, come to Radio Shack and buy a phone from me before I get fired for not selling a phone.
Are you really gonna get fired?
Like, they're hinting at it. They're like,
yeah. When I went in,
yeah, they're like, when are you gonna sell a phone? Like, my district manager's kind of like riding my ass. My singular rep's kind of like,
that
okay,
sucks.
Sending emails to my boss like, why is he not pushing phones on people? Why is he nice?
Well, yeah. Why are you a human being?
Yeah, so don't be a salesman if you're sensitive.
Yeah, I couldn't do it.
People.
But although, I think I could, but like, holy crap, what the hell is that? I hope that you can hear this on the recording. They're like jackhammering outside. Let me just... I'm just going to get up and look real quick. You stall.
Yeah, anyway, that reminds me of a certain individual's digestive system.
What the hell? Oh my gosh, your old roommate John. Are you? I'm not even kidding. He was starting his car. Oh my god.
My old roommate was a crackhead.
He was? I've forgotten he was a crackhead. He was a crackhead. I totally forgot. Yeah.
He's on coke.
That's funny. Yeah, he wasn't on crack. He was on cocaine, right?
Yeah, he's on coke.
At any rate, he did the white powdery substance.
Yeah.
That's funny. Didn't he try to get you into it?
Yeah.
Wow, that's funny.
One night I come home and he's sitting in bed with the lights off with like a six pack.
By himself.
Yeah, watching Lifetime. And I'm like, hey, how's it going? He's like, man, it's all right. It's all right. So I sit down, you know, I'm getting ready to go to bed and all that. And he's like, man, before you go, man, you ever tried coke? And I was like, you know, not really. And he's like, man, you should definitely try it, man. Like, I mean, I really think you dig it, man. Like, it's, yeah. And I was kind of like silent and went to bed. And then I moved into with Dave. So, yeah, that's my roommate with crack.
That was interesting year. Last year was interesting, man.
It was.
It was actually a lot more carefree.
Yeah.
Anyway, you have anything else for week recap? I don't think I have anything.
Actually, I went out with my friend Dominique. We went to Fuji, Japan. The food is quite great. The sushi is also top notch. Very good. And they don't accept checks. Just in case you're wondering, they don't. So don't bring your checkbook.
Ever.
At all.
Oh, lordy.
The end.
We went back to Blackbeard's last Tuesday for the Tuesday night shindig. I think we might go tomorrow, although you have work, but I think I might go just by myself. Or I might go home. I haven't decided yet. But, oh god, I forgot to plug in the power for this. I was like, I just looked at the battery and I was like, why is it so low? I'll fix it in a minute. So yeah, Blackbeard's. It was cool. I had a Hoyo de Monterey Excalibur Dark Knight number 3 when Bethany and I went 2 Saturdays ago. And even until like last Friday, which is what, 6 days?
Yeah,
six days after I had the cigar, I could still taste it.
Wow.
And like when I had the cigar, it wasn't that great, but like the aftertaste was just so like amazing. Like I've never had an aftertaste past like 2 days. So the fact that like on Wednesday I was like, I was at work and I was like, I can taste the Dark Knight I had. This is really weird. It was pretty cool. I didn't really like it when I had it, but I'll probably have it again in a few months just to see if the same thing happens, because that's pretty uncommon.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
But other than that, I had a Queso Rey Bellicoso number 11 Maduro, I think. And it wasn't very good. But then again, when we went on Tuesday, I had had a bad night. So it was actually funny because... I sped over there, and everyone in my car was like, were you in my car?
Yeah, I was in your car.
Oh, yeah. Were you like, fuck. What was it like?
I was laughing, actually, because the back seat was, like, scared shitless.
Were they? I didn't look back at them.
I looked at them, and they were kind of like, is he all right?
Are you serious?
And I was really...
I wasn't okay. I was pissed off. I mean, I'm not going to lie about it.
Yeah.
But I think I've resolved most of the things... with the people that need to be resolved for last week.
Right.
So now I have to resolve things for this week.
Issues for this week.
But, I sped over there, and we got there, and I went in the humidor, and, like, all my friends were in the humidor waiting on me because we were late. That's the main reason I was speeding. And, without even saying anything to them, I walked to the Queso Rey, like, stock area. I picked out the one I wanted and walked out of the humidor before anyone could say anything to me. It was like so quick. And then I got back out and Tom, the owner, was like, oh, are you already done? I was like, yes. And he was like, well, how are you doing? I was like, actually, I'm having a pretty bad day. How are you? But it was cool. He's a cool guy.
He is very cool.
So anyway, let's go right into Pirate Rants. There's only 2 people. I guess we can just alternate or whatever.
Yeah.
I lost the March 8th Pirate Rant edition. I don't know where it is, but that's fine because this week's Pirate Rants were like horrible anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, this one's from Tuesday, March 7th. To who? to whomever said... Wow. To whomever... Oh, my goodness. To whomever said anyone could look good with makeup on, clearly you're not seeing some of the people I see in this world. It is very true. Makeup can only hide certain flaws.
Yeah,
it can't hide
really can.
Other things. So, I mean, I think that's true.
Like bitch eyes.
No, makeup enhances bitch eyes and makes them worse than they already are.
Bitch eyes enhancing.
Bitch eyes enhancing.
I'm sorry, but don't expect your girlfriend of 2 years to be okay with just being friends. 24 hours after you dump her, then proceed to tell her about a girl you saw at a party dancing on a table. You really aren't that amazing to begin with. I have to say, relationships are sacred. Treat them well, or they'll leave you.
Yeah, and really, I mean, time heals most wounds. That actually sucks, because, like, I'm going through shit right now, where time, the only thing that's going to fix it is time.
Right.
And, like, I realize that, so, I mean, I don't know, time's a bitch, but it's also, like, it can be your greatest ally, too.
Yeah.
It's very interesting. It's all on how you approach situations and things like that.
Mm.
All right, lying is bad. That's all there is to it. If you don't have the guts to tell the truth about what you're doing, then you're not mature enough to be doing it. Which is very funny, in a way.
Yeah,
I mean, it's very true, too. But, definitely.
Which I think that kind of relates to the one before.
Yeah, it kind of does. Like, I mean, you know, that's pretty interesting, in a way.
Interesting. I tried calling Safe Ride for 20 minutes. No answer. So I did the reasonable thing and drove home drunk.
Thank you, ECU, for providing such a great service.
And, you know, Safe Ride, why do you need so much effing information to take someone home if they're drunk?
Really? And,
like,
why did they deny us when we were pledging and we asked if we could have a ride across campus from Steven's room? When we were pledging, we called Safe Ride to see if we could get a ride because it was, like, 2 or something in the morning and we didn't want to walk. And they asked us if we were drunk, and they said, no, you can't have a ride if you're not drunk. What sense does that make?
Right.
It's a safe ride home.
Ride.
That's all.
That's what we need, so we don't have, like, people getting robbed for $4 and being pushed down.
By the way, it's a good thing you mentioned that. The newest off-campus alert from ECU mentions a robbery that occurred, I guess, yesterday. I think it's the first alert that didn't say black male for the suspect. It just said male, and the victim lost a mere $4, and there were no weapons involved. He was pushed on the ground, and $4 were taken from him, or her, I think it was a him. But that was very funny.
Yeah, it is funny.
No, it's not sad. It's not sad. It's $4.
Yeah.
Come on, that's a life experience right there.
It is.
You may obsess about working out and having the perfect body, but you're still an ugly person on the inside.
Ooh.
Very true.
Diss.
Oh my goodness. Totally
Face.
True. Totally true.
I think I'm going to start my day with an 8-ball and a shot of whiskey. Yeah.
Right on. Yeah, okay, so right on. I mean, okay. Thursday, March 9th, Pirate Rants. This one I have to speak on. It says, UNC didn't beat Duke. Duke lost. I was there. North Carolina didn't play a great game. Duke played a bad one. So shut up, UNC fans. But let me just say this. The scoreboard at the end of the game showed that Duke had a lower score than UNC.
Amen.
And that UNC had a higher score than Duke.
Well...
Duke played a great game the first half.
They did.
UNC played a good game, or a great game, the second half.
Yes,
okay?
They did.
So, I don't know, I don't even know what this person's talking about.
Duke
and
fans.
And if Duke played a bad game, he still played a bad game and lost.
Exactly.
Although, I will say, you know, I'm going to have to eat crow or whatever now. UNC just lost to,
BC.
Yeah, so, you know, that sucks, but, that's, you know, it's a game. Fuck,
it is a
I mean,
game.
It's just a game.
To all those Duke fans that cannot take a loss, get over it. You're going to lose anyway.
Hey, I'm going to pull for Duke. I mean, I'm a UNC fan at heart, but I always root for the North Carolina teams anyway. So I'll pull for Duke for the ACC tournament.
Yeah.
But for NCAA, back UNC, man.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, you got the next one. All
right. I thought TEC was about not portraying ECU as a drug school, but I recall a Pirate Rant stating a student starts their day with an 8-ball.
And some whiskey. I think I forgot about
shot
that.
Of whiskey. Yeah.
But I just thought that was funny. Why does it matter? how TEC portrays us. Exactly. We're college students. We're going to do eight balls and whiskey.
Exactly.
That's all there is to it.
Get over it.
I mean, and it's just a newspaper. All right, this is a decent pirate rant, and it's actually a controversial subject. Why is it that just because you're a gay male, you can't give blood? That's stupid. It's not like the blood won't get checked. That's three lives that could have been saved.
I agree. That is pretty stupid.
It is stupid.
Like, why?
It's blood.
I can understand maybe, like, it running the risk of AIDS, but that could happen with anyone. If you check the blood, like, they'll just be thrown out if they have AIDS anyway, so...
It's not like they're going to get gay from getting someone's blood.
Exactly.
Let's look at it. I mean,
gays are people, too.
Yeah. I think it's ridiculous. I just felt like we should read that just so,
definitely.
You know, our audience can be as angry at the blood thing as we are.
Yeah.
Wow. I can't talk whatsoever. All right, let's go... let's go into our own pirate rants. Do you have any?
I have one. You know, I understand that it's spring break, and, you know, we may be on campus still, and it's not that cool. And you may be lonely, but...
I thought you were talking about me for a second. Now
don't look at me funny because I decided to wear a Krispy Kreme hat outside.
Yeah, seriously. What's going
on? You know, and then if I greet you, or if my friend greets you, there's no need to be a jackass about it. Don't like, walk away being like some nut just said, hey, nod your head and go on with your day. You're not that special.
He really looked like one of the guys from Braveheart, too.
He did.
We're talking about this guy that we just passed coming into my room. That's all. I mean,
no, to that guy,
kind of annoying.
You really kind of annoyed me.
You know what? We haven't had a good to that guy thanks in a while. So, I mean, to that guy,
thanks.
Let's see. I ran out of Febreze airspray.
I did too.
3 weeks ago. And I still haven't purchased any. So that sucks. I'm looking around my room for pirate rants because my whole room is a pirate rant because it's all in like shambles. We had a party in here last week, a gathering, I suppose. We had like 9 people in here to watch the UNC Virginia game.
Oh, yeah.
It was fun. It was a good time. But there's like wings all over my floor and like the whole room is in like disarray.
Shambles.
Shambles. So that's my pirate rant. You got any more?
No.
Let's go into last week's top 5 poll results. It was the topic was top 5 ways to kill a baby. Let's alternate the places. All right.
Fourth place was 0 votes, give a white baby to a black family. Yeah. Sorry, Evan.
Yeah, that was Evan's. He was so mad, like, when he said that. He was looking at me so pissed off, I remember. All right, third place with 2 votes, Sloppy and Q raising it together.
Again.
Which is stupid.
It's stupid.
Because
anyone who knows me and Dave know we're very loving, and that baby would be in charge of your kid one day.
Seriously.
Second place with 3 votes, with kindness.
I voted for that. See, that was yours.
I voted for that one.
Yeah. And I also know... Wait, did you vote for that one? Or
no, I didn't.
Oh, I know one more person that voted for it. Bethany liked that one, so...
Right.
Mad props to that. First place with 4 votes, introducing it to Formicophilia.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what's making me mad?
What?
Chris is winning this week's. I forgot what it was. I can't even remember what the top 5 was.
Uh-huh.
Wow. Top 5.
Ways to be.
I don't remember. He's winning. What did you say? Ways to...
I was about to say ways to be bland.
Oh, yeah. And Chris will be winning?
Yeah.
Chris is fairly bland.
Yes.
Fairly bland. In fact, I would go as far as to say after you meet Chris, after about 3 days, you know everything there is to know.
Yeah.
Just kidding. We love you, Chris.
With all our
hearts.
But
this week's top 5 is going to be top 5 Krispy Kreme fantasy flavors.
Yes.
Because this is basically our Krispy Kreme show. I'll go ahead and start.
Krispy Kreme kids, join today.
Krispy Kreme kids, we get to wear white hats with a red letter on them. The KKK. That's an old joke.
Yeah.
Let me start. I'll start with one I just had.
Okay.
This is more of a suggestion than a fantasy flavor. The creamy caramel flavor, which is the flavor of the month, I guess for March, I guess. Oh, man, it was a lot better than I thought it would be. Mm. I'd suggest the audience should go try it.
Yeah.
It was pretty good.
It was solid. I'm going to go with something pretty basic. Strawberry cream filled. I love strawberries.
I do, too. But it has to be not rich strawberry.
Yeah.
It has to be, like, the lemon-filled.
Yeah.
Because the lemon-filled is so light. And, like, strawberry would be good, but not cream filled, or like strawberry, like filling filled. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like not. Yeah, I want like a. See, I don't know. I don't know exactly what I would want. I don't know if I'd want like you know that paste. Sometimes you get like a.
Yeah, I wouldn't want that. So, yeah. It would have to be really like thin for me to eat it.
Right.
Because if a donut's too thick and rich,
that's true.
Can't eat it. I don't know why. Yeah. I don't know what it is about
it. Bad aftertaste for me.
On the strawberry thing, for my number four, I'm going to say strawberry shortcake. That would be amazing. As long as it was soft. Yeah. It has to be soft. Yeah. Okay?
Very soft.
Very soft. Rolled by the thighs of virgins.
Yes! That's
that's an old Cuban cigar thing. Anyway.
My number four, I would say, you know, sort of a citrusy flavor. Something like Citrus Zen with a touch of kiwi sparkles.
That sounds good in a way.
Yeah.
Sounds good. Very green feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to say, no, that would be horrible. Oh, you know what's good? You ever go to, did you go to Crystal Palace with me?
Yeah, I did go to Crystal.
Do you remember the Chinese donuts they had?
Yes, those things are so.
Yeah, those. They're like just sugar filled
yes.
on the top, and they're really, really. You can eat like yes. 10 or 12 of them.
Easily.
I'd say those. They're hard to describe. They're just. It's just sugar on top of a really thin crusted donut kind of thing. Those are amazing.
They are amazing.
Oh, okay, go.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah. For the days when I'm really upset, you know, I want something like whiskey filled with a little bit of 8-Ball sprinkled on top.
Yeah, I could see that. Yeah. Yeah.
Number three.
Okay. Well, for my number two, this is kind of odd, but if the donut isn't sweet, why not have a crab filled donut or a seafood flavored donut?
Yeah.
Why hasn't that been invented yet?
Exactly.
Okay? Because it's really just bread surrounding a filling, okay? Mm-hmm. Donut doesn't have to connotate with sweet.
It doesn't.
So I'm going to say, I'm just going to go ahead and say a seafood-filled donut.
Yeah.
Most likely crab, because that seems better. Like shrimp, I love shrimp, but shrimp, how about calamari?
Yes.
Calamari would be good.
Yeah.
Calamari would be good.
Yeah.
I'm laughing inside right now. But anyway, go ahead.
Actually, for my number two, Dave just gave me a great idea. I love beef patties, which any of you who love Jamaican food know beef patty is sort of like, it's beef surrounded with this, like, pastry dough. So, I'm saying beef patty donut.
Beef patty donut. Now, is it, what? Is it like,
it's sort of
is there
like
any dough to it?
Yeah, there's dough
okay,
on the,
is
yeah,
it,
yeah.
Is it thin dough on the outside, or?
See,
thin?
It's going to be sort of like a beef patty is really like hardened dough on the outside. This is going to be like, thinner. To kind of change the consistency up. Something delectable. Delectable.
Delectable.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. For number ones are supposed to be funny. My number one is, it's going to have to be a flavor of the month, most likely for a summertime. It's going to be the minstrel-infused donut. Is that what you were going to use?
Yes!
I knew it. As soon as I said flavor of the month, you got this like glimmer in your eye.
Ah, fuck. Now I have to come up with a new one. Spam Salmon Almond Croquette Tofutti Donut. That is Spam
Salmon
Almond Croquette Tofutti.
Now, what the hell is tofutti?
It's sort of like a tofu with a little sprucing up a bit. Kind of like, bam, bam! You know, like, yeah.
I don't know, but that's cool.
Emerald it up a little bit.
Where the hell did that go? I guess I'll just do it later. I'll do it next show. Anyway, let's go into our joke of the week. Okay, I got one. Hopefully you haven't heard this one. A couple decide to host a themed party in which everyone is instructed to come dressed as an emotion. Upon arrival, the attendees would then try to guess the emotion being represented. The night of the party, the first couple arrives dressed all in green. After a few guesses, their emotion, envy, is correctly identified. The next couple arrives dressed all in red, but of course, the emotion is passion. Finally, one man arrives in the nude with nothing but a pear stuck on the end of his penis. Try as they might, the guests could not identify the emotion being represented and were forced to ask him, to which the man replied, I'm fucking despair!
I love that joke. Yeah. Oh, no, I heard this cool alternate ending to that.
Really?
And it's like this guy... Alright, hold on. Collect myself. This guy, you know, he put his jewels in a bowl of custard, and when they asked him what his reply would be, you know, he was like, I'm fucking disgusted.
Oh, lordy. Okay. Oh, that reminds me. The song, the outro song on the last show was Cursive with a song called A Gentleman Caller. I had forgotten to mention it. It's in the show notes, but I forgot to talk about it on the show. It's really funny because every time we record, we think it's like we've talked for like an hour and we only talked for like 20 minutes. And then we're like, this is going to be the longest show ever. And it's not. And I'm like, ugh. Anyway, our outro song for this week's show, for show 17, is Cursive with a song called Sucker and Dry.
Sucker and Dry.
Sucker and Dry. So you can visit our website at http://engagementhead.blogspot.com.
You can
email us at engagementhead@gmail.com.
Or you can leave us a phone call at 206-20-E-HEAD.
That's very good. That's very good. Yeah, you remember that. Actually, we've got two in the hopper already for this Thursday's or Friday's show, whichever. I don't know. We don't have days anymore. No. They just come out whenever the hell I feel like recording,
so
really.
Just wait.
But there's usually two a week. Anyway, that's pretty much the end of the show. I can't really think of anything else that needs to be cleared up. I guess a brief apology to Evan, because he was going to record with us tomorrow night, but I'm not sure if I'm going to be here, so I wanted to go ahead and get this out of the way.
Yeah.
But I'm sure there's no harm, no harmful feelings, whatever, you know. So pretty much, that's the end of the show. I'm Sloppy Dave. We'll see you guys next time.
I'm Quinn, and I'm peacing out.
Stop the game!